This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news. The United States military has struck Iran-backed targets in retaliation for attacks on U.S. forces in recent days. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a strongly worded statement that Iran wants to hide its hand and deny its role in these attacks against our forces. We will not let them. If attacks by Iran's proxies against U.S. forces continue, we will not hesitate to take further necessary measures to protect our people. He said the strikes targeted two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and affiliated groups. Austin also said in the statement that the United States does not seek conflict and has no intention nor desire to engage in further hostilities, but these Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. forces are unacceptable and must stop. The White House says Russia is executing its own soldiers for not following orders. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says not only are officers being executed, entire units have been threatened with death if they retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
And it's barbaric. But I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing.
The release of this intelligence comes as President Biden is pressing the Republican-led House for more funding for Ukraine. Kirby says Russia appears to be using human wave tactics.
Just throwing masses of these poorly trained soldiers right into the fight. No proper equipment, no leadership, no resourcing.
Kirby did not provide any details on how many Russian troops have been executed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And for details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian pilots have started F-16 training here in the United States with the Arizona Air National Guard, bringing Kyiv one step closer to acquiring the U.S.-made fighter jets that Ukraine says it needs to help defend its sovereign territory and citizens from Russian troops. The news comes as the United States announced on Thursday that it is providing up to $150 million in additional military aid for Ukraine. European Union leaders attending a summit Thursday call for pauses in Israeli bombing and Hamas rocket attacks to get humanitarian aid into Gaza. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, that is, said leaders of the Union's 27 nations expressed the gravest concern for the deteriorating humanitarian situation in Gaza.
Hamas has provoked a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. For the Commission, it's very important that we continue to intensify our efforts to deal with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The aid needs to reach Gaza unhindered and quickly.
A community in the southern region of the U.S. state of Maine remains under lockdown as the search continues for a U.S. Army reservist accused of gunning down 18 people in mass shootings at two locations Wednesday night. We get more on that story from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Chaos and horror around Lewiston, Maine. The sound of first responders from Broadcast Defy after at least 18 people were killed by a gunman at a restaurant and pool hall and a bowling center where Patrick Poulin's son usually practices. But for some reason this Wednesday night, he didn't.
Possibly it's a life-saving situation.
Poulin's brother, though, witnessed the devastation.
He doesn't know how he's going to unsee some of the things that he saw.
The suspect, identified as weapons instructor and Army reservist Robert Card.
Considered armed and dangerous?
The Associated Press has learned from a government source Card had been hospitalized this summer after his commanders were concerned about his mental health while training at the West Point Academy in New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is in here in Washington for meetings with senior U.S. officials on bilateral and regional security issues ahead of a possible meeting between U.S.-China leaders next month. He's expected to meet separately Friday with President Joe Biden and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, just before a two-hour meeting with the Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday afternoon. Wang told reporters China and the U.S. need to have dialogue that's in-depth, comprehensive, so that they can reduce the misunderstanding and return to the track of healthy, stable, and sustainable development. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.